Justin Creed. Out of my wildest dreams, she's the sweetest thing that's ever been.
Listening to Sweet Corn on WMFO in Medford, and we are going to get started today. Today's theme is going to be water. I realized I was listening to a lot of music that sort of reminded me of water. I mentioned it, and I guess it goes with the Oscar winner last night. I did not, in fact, watch any of them because I don't have a computer right now, let alone a TV. Highly recommend it. So yeah, we'll get started.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, you're listening to Sweet Corn on WMFO, and you're listening to me, Hel. Today's show is sort of about water. My cat really likes water. Well, he's not my cat. He's my roommate's cat. I took a bath last week, as I am wont to do. Which actually is harder than you would think, because the bathtub in my house is somehow makes the water get cold really quickly. And I was watching a set of Japanese horror stories from a movie, and then my water got really cold while I was watching the one about a cold vampire lady who appears in a snowstorm. But then my cat came over, and he was looking at the water, and he was really fascinated, and he did that thing that cats do where they put their hand, or not their hand, their paw, into a container to, like, see if there's water there, see where it is. And he did that, and he figured it out. But then he was very interested in the fact that I was in the water, and he kept poking me in the titty while I was taking a bath, because he thought it was just the coolest damn thing. I'll think of better stories about water in the meantime. Coming up next, I'm going to play a track from the new Ulysses Conti album. That's also what's in the background right now. Highly recommend it. I think all the song titles are just numbers, so this one is 161.1, assuming European notation. Otherwise, it's 161.1. So I'll let this play out, and then another song from that album is going to play. And then we'll hear a track from one of my favorite groups, Chibo Matto. see all the time. Turns her voice into sugar water. It's 429. That was 161.1 and then 139.6 from Ulysses Conti. And then I played Sugar Water by Chibo Matto, one of my favorite groups. who I learned about from their music video for Know Your Chicken, which I highly recommend. They are a Japanese, I think, Japanese-American duo from Brooklyn in the early 2000s. And they have a lot of music about food, so I love them because I love food and also art and music that's about food, I think. In a lot of ways, it's the future of figurative art. Yeah. I once saw a really good painting of water at the Vienna Contemporary Art Fair, like a year ago. There's also a lot of conceptual art that uses water, but to be totally honest, it's pretty boring, except for the Rain Room, which is at this point tired, but you know, people like it. And Clayton and I have joked about just making signs for different really famous installation works, like the Rain Room, and having signs for wait times that people should wait there, but then not actually having the art and seeing if people stand in line there. Which is how we felt waiting for Agnes Varda at the Harvard Film Archives. And actually, okay, so here's a story about water. So Agnes Varda came to the Harvard Film Archives last week. She showed her movie, her most recent film, Visage Village, which I really did not like at all. It was like honestly terrible. If you have like any sense of humor or cynicism or irony, it is not the film for you. And she does it with this like horrible French Banksy man who never takes off his fedora or sunglasses, and I hate him, and his art is really, really tasteless and bad. But anyway, so she was talking to Hayden, the director of the Film Archives, who I work with from time to time, but not often, even though we're in the same building. And he was talking to Agnes after the film had screened for the Q&A, and first of all, he was like being super pretentious, usually using all this film talk, and she just isn't that way. She's very hands-on, sort of unpretentious in a lot of ways. I think that's actually where this last film kind of failed, like it just wasn't self-aware enough. So if she was a little bit more pretentious, she would not have made this film. But anyway, that's beside the point, because she's great and wonderful and I love her, and the pictures of her circulating from the Oscars and her Gucci pajamas are incredible. But so Hayden said something to her that she didn't agree with and she didn't like it, and she was just like, no. And then he poured her a glass of water, and rather than accepting it, taking a sip from it, she actually pushed it away. So here we have water as a power move on the part of Agnes Varda, which was great. I love her. She's a genius. Even if she made a bad movie, she's got the coolest hair ever, wears the coolest outfits. We should all hope to be like her one day. All right, we're gonna play next some bands that have over the years come up often on this show. So this is Porches. So, you know, talk about a band that's out.
Thank you. La chanson d'un oiseau, Dans des eaux moins tranquilles, tu t'acharnes et tu flottes. Mais l'amour, où est-il? L'ambition avait loin, l'ambition est un culte. Tu voudrais que ta voix domine le tumulte. Tu voudrais que l'on t'aime un peu comme un héros, mais qui saurait des ronds dans l'eau.
We're nearing the end of my hour here. We have 11 minutes left together. I'm very thirsty and I would love some water, but what I'm going to do after this is just go drink more coffee, because I have a lot to do. So I'll just move on to the next chunk of music after I read the PSA. Let's see. Oh, also a fun fact about me is that I like swimming in very, very cold water, because that's what I grew up doing, so I have a very high tolerance for cold water now. Oh, excellent. Okay. Balkan Music Night, Saturday, March 17th. Balkan Music Night, the Boston area's premier event devoted to the distinctive music and dance repertoires of Southeastern Europe, will be held on Saturday, March 17th. The evening features instrumental and vocal music and dancing from Albania, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Greece, Macedonia, Serbia, and more. The event takes place at the Performing Arts Center at 51 Walden in Concord, Mass. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to balkanmusicnight.com. That sounds fun. I've done some folk dancing before, but for Oktoberfest themed, which is Bavarian, and I had to wear these awful lederhosen that just were a wedgie on suspenders, is what I always called them. And I had to make myself look like a little German boy, which was really not that difficult, except for my boobs. I still remember how to polka. Comes in handy more often than you'd think. All right, we're gonna play some fun music now. This is Waterfalls by TLC.
but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not one God-given ray. Is it because my life is ten shades of gray? I pray all ten fade away, sell the praise them for the 7 days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no more lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for tuning in into your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. Yeah.
Talk about me.